Listening Library presents Things Will Never Be the Same by Tommy DePaola. Read for you by Jim Frangione. For my best friend, Jean Hoodlett Turco, and my first girlfriend, Jean Minor Kenny, and of course, Bob Hechtel and Mario. Chapter 1. Monday, January 6th, 1941. Dear Diary, Christmas is over. School started again today. I told Miss Canary that you are my best Christmas present. My other best one is my junior flexible flyer. Your best friend, Tommy. I love writing in my diary. I can put my secret thoughts in it, and no one will ever see them. Just in case, I always lock it and wear the key around my neck, even when I take a bath or go to sleep. Christmas was really great this year. Santa left us a load of presents. I didn't get a wood-burning set, though. It was only the second time he had come to our house at 26 Fairmount Avenue in Meriden, Connecticut. I love my junior flexible flyer. Flexible flyers are the best sleds ever made. I wanted the big one, but I guess Santa thought the senior was too heavy for me to pull back up the hill after I slid down it. When I woke up the day after Christmas, it had snowed. I raced downstairs. Dad was eating breakfast. Mom was reading the paper. Dad, can we go sliding? Please? I have to try out my junior flexible flyer. Okay, Tommy, just let me finish my coffee and we'll go, Dad said. Don't forget your hat and gloves, Mom called after me as I ran upstairs to get dressed. And put on an extra pair of socks so your feet won't get cold. Dad and I headed over to the big empty lot between Highland Avenue, Columbus Avenue, and Grove Road. I can't remember who owned it, but I think it was the Del Favaros. Anyway, it was very steep and fast. Some grown-ups and kids were already there packing down the new snow. The hill had three sliding runs. One was for the older kids, like Buddy. It had bumps that would send the sled flying. If you were a younger kid, you could only go on it if you went on a sled with a grown-up or an older kid. The run for us younger kids was good and long, and the sled went pretty fast. The baby run was short and almost flat, just right for little kids. When all the snow was packed down, we pulled our sleds up the hill and got in line. Finally, it was my turn. I got on my sled. Dad gave me a push. Wow! I flew down that hill really fast, and I didn't fall off. My junior flexible flyer was great. From then on, I was there every afternoon and even some early nights. On Saturdays, I'd spend practically the whole day sliding. I only went home for lunch. I'd stick my junior flexible flyer into the snowbank the grown-ups made so we could park our sleds. Mom had hot cream of tomato soup and a grilled cheese sandwich waiting for me. Mom would make me change my two pairs of socks for dry ones and warm up before I could go back. On Saturday afternoons, the older kids made rippers. They tied lots of sleds together in one long line. They put the ropes they pulled the sleds with over the seat of the sled in front. This kept all the sleds together. The driver of the first sled was the one in control. If a younger kid was lucky, and I was, you could hitch a ride sitting up in front of an older kid or a grown-up. I thought about kids who didn't have any snow in the winter. It's a good thing they didn't know how much fun they were missing, like tipping over on the ripper into the soft snow. Everyone would sit up, covered in snow, laughing and spitting out the white stuff. One Saturday, it was getting dark, and we knew it was time to head home. We did one last ripper down the hill. Whoops! Over we went. Buddy and I came in looking like snowmen. What happened to you two? Mom asked. She was feeding our baby sister Maureen. The ripper tipped over, I said. No one was hurt, just covered with snow. That's good, Mom said. Go and get out of those wet things. As soon as your dad gets home, we'll eat. when we sat down for supper, Mom said, "One of these nights, I'm going to tell you all about the giant ripper we had in Wallingford when I was a little girl. There was a terrible accident, and no one has ever forgotten it." Chapter 2. Saturday, January 11, 1941. Dear Diary, tonight after supper, Mom told us a really exciting and scary story. I love Mom's stories about when she was a little girl because they are true. Dad tells good stories, too. So does Tom. I think he makes up some of them, though. Your best friend, Tommy. It was winter when I was about 9 or 10 years old, Mom started. There was so much snow that year that the town of Wallingford decided to block off some of the steeper streets so everyone could go sliding. There weren't many cars in those days.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?